Name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. It is common, and it has been common for since the beginning, to juxtapose the Old and the New Covenant. Say, the Old Covenant is X, but the New Covenant is Y. The Old Covenant is about law, the New Covenant is about love, etc., etc., etc. But that is, to view them as opposite or opposed to one another, it's wrong. The Old Covenant is not evil. The Old Covenant was not wrong. There are certain things in the Old Covenant that have passed away. For example, the ritual laws, you know, the laws of sacrifice, or the kosher laws. And the reason they have passed away is not that they were wrong, but because things have changed. And what has changed? Not that we're modern with it people with scientific knowledge, but Jesus Christ has been incarnate. Jesus Christ has died. Jesus Christ is risen, which has began the restoration of all things, so that things no longer are affected by, as in the way they were, by the sins of Adam and Eve. And other laws were deepened. They weren't done away with, but they were deepened and brought interiorly too, like the moral laws. So for example, when Jesus said, "You have heard that it was said, 'Thou shalt not murder,' but I say to you that anyone who curses his brother has murdered him." So it's not enough just not to physically murder someone, but we can't do it with our lips or in our minds or our hearts. And it is far better to, as our Lord says, to see the new covenant as not the abolishing of the old, but as its fulfillment, it being brought to perfection by the person and by the ministry and by the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.